Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Folks from this base have done exactly what they were trained to do in the war against these killers and thugs. You have taken the battle of the terrorists overseas, so we do not have to face them here in the United States.
Fighting for those who fight for our freedom. You're listening to Warrior Talk with G.I. Jen, only on Warrior Talk Radio.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, that's something to say.
And I'm damn proud of it. We've got a bunch of stuff to go over today, and it's going to be a great show. We're going to welcome our guests from the Concerned Veterans of America organization, and these are the Nevada state representatives that will be talking to us. We always welcome your questions, comments, and input. Lots of different ways to do that. First, you can go to warriortalkradio.com and check out the website. Our call-in number is area code 646-595-3504, and you're always welcome to call in anytime during the show and ask any questions that you may have. You can check out the All About Vets website, and that's www.allaboutvets.us, and you'll want to watch for the .com website to be coming up pretty soon too. All About Vets on Facebook, exactly what it says, All About Vets, and All About Vets is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization that I started way back when I lived in Colorado to help homeless veterans and get started and do what they need to do when the VA, Veterans Affairs Office, puts them in apartments, in low-rent apartments. So anyway, that's a little bit about us. Again, our phone number is area code 646-595-3504. You're welcome to call in whenever you get a chance and make some comments. If there's some subject you'd like for us to talk about, put that on our Facebook page or send me an email via allaboutvets.us, and I'll get that, and we'll be in touch with you. So again, the radio show is every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on Central Standard Time in good old Texas. It's a beautiful day here in Bastrop. Today it's going to be a high of 71, clear skies. The wind appears to have died down, and tomorrow it's even going to be warmer. So every day is great here. Some days just happen to be greater than others. Let's see, what are some important things that we need to talk about?
After my sentence, this is no crime and bad mistake.
You may know where this is leading if you watched any football this weekend. And that's just what the Denver Broncos did this weekend in Santa Clara, California. they beat the Carolina Panthers. It was a great game. I think at just about any point, it could have went either way. Carolina could have caught up, but the Broncos took the lead at the start and maintained that lead all through the game. It was, you know, congratulations to the Denver Broncos and their super win, their third Super Bowl win, Peyton's second win, I believe, second Super Bowl. It was just a great game. Von Miller, MVP, richly deserved. He played spectacular, and the whole team was just clicking that afternoon. Yesterday was the big parade in Denver. If you're on Facebook and you've probably seen some of the pictures, they're estimating over 1 million people attended the parade. It shut down. I would imagine it just shut down downtown Denver around the City Civic Center, which you're familiar with. It's just the pictures are tremendous. It's just hard to believe. So, once again, congratulations to my home team, the Denver Broncos, for taking the 2015 Super Bowl championship and the Lombardi Trophy. Got some upcoming events that I want to get the word out there about before we get with our guests. I think they should be calling in pretty quick. We have a couple on hold now, but we'll be with them in just a second. Hang on there, Leo and Joe. We'll be right with you. So here in Austin, this is probably not a new event, but I just got word of it. It's every second Wednesday. I'm sorry, it's the second Wednesday of every month. And it's called the Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Awesome Jobs Networking Event. And it's held at the Brass House here in Austin. And that location is 115 San Jacinto Boulevard in Austin, 78701. And it goes from 6:30 to about 9:30. And you can contact Travis Green for further information. Let me give you his email address. It's travis.green@vetcommander.com. travis.green@vetcommander.com. And his phone number is 830-730-8145. And, of course, today is the second Wednesday of the month, so for February, the meeting is tonight. If you can't make it, the next meeting will be March 9th. And, again, that's Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Awesome Jobs Networking Event. And they're there to develop networking relationships, not necessarily handing out resumes. So check that out. They request a $5 donation from all attendees. And, if you need a job and you don't have the $5, I'm sure that they're not going to kick you out of there. Hey, guys, and I don't know why this specifically applies to guys. I see that all over the TV. It's like a rite of passage. Guys have to do this. Support Valentine's Day is what I'm talking about coming up in a week or so. Excuse me. Operation Valentine, help support fallen military families. Donations and volunteers are needed Saturday, February 13th, 9 to 11 a.m. to support our local Gold Star families. Valentine's Day cards are needed. They need bakers, donations of red roses. Volunteers are needed. Adults and children will help sort cards, letters, cookies, and candy, as well as assist with flowers from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Skyview YMCA multipurpose room number 1. All donations must arrive at 9 a.m. to Skyview YMCA. And this is in Nevada. And The Skyview YMCA is located at 3050 East Centennial Parkway, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89086. Again, you have to be there. Let me see. Each Gold Star family will receive a rose vase, bag of sweets, and Valentine's Day cards with, that volunteers will drop off. And again, that's 11 a.m. at Skyview YMCA, 3050 East Centennial Parkway in North Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you want to volunteer or provide a donation, please go there February 13th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. to support the local Gold Star families. And, you know, your help will be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. This is an event that's co-sponsored by our guest organization today, Concerned Veterans for America. And they'll probably be wanting to talk about that a little bit more when they come on air with me. Speaking of Concerned Veterans of America, they're doing an event called Tour of Duty, Service Doesn't End, and Freedom Isn't Free. On Monday, February 15th, Concerned Veterans for America is launching the largest and most important effort in our history, and one that we believe will have the ability to impact the trajectory of our country. It's called Tour of Duty, and we're asking you to join us. It's Monday, February 15th, 6 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m., and the event starts about 6:30 and goes to about 9 o'clock, and it's at the Hilton Garden Inn, 7830 South Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas, Nevada. Please RSVP on the Eventbrite website, and that's Tour of Duty Las Vegas 2016. Eventbrite.com. The admission is free. Complimentary food and refreshments will be served. And I know the folks will want to be talking about this here in a few minutes. Again, that's February 15th in Las Vegas, Tour of Duty, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn in Las Vegas. Now, another flyer I have has this for the same date and the same times, Tour of Duty at the Peppermill Reno, which is 2707 South Virginia Street in Reno, Nevada. So, you can, if you're in Reno, if you're in northern part of Nevada, please go to Eventbrite website at Tour of Duty Reno 2016.eventbrite.com. And RSVP, again, same thing applies, general admission and free food and refreshments to be served. Okay, I got one more here, and this one is in Denver, and Hiring Our Heroes. It's a job fair, and it's Monday, February 29th, 2016, at the Pepsi Center in Denver, and it's 11 to 2. And it's a one-of-a-kind event featuring a hiring fair, networking opportunities, and workshops tailored for veteran job seekers, active duty military, guard, and reserve members, and military spouses. All registered veterans and military spouses are eligible to receive up to 2 free tickets for them and their families to attend that evening's game at the between the Nuggets and the Grizzlies. Employers and military job seekers register at hiringourheroes.org. So, again, that's February 29th in Denver at the Pepsi Center, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., hiringourheroes.org. And, again, I want to remind everybody that an event that the Danny Dietz Memorial Foundation is helping to sponsor this year is April 23rd in Colorado Springs at the old Sky Sox Stadium. It's now called Security Forces Field. And on the, let's say that'd be on the east side of Colorado Springs. just off of Tower, off of Powers there. On April 23rd, Celebrity Veterans, Patriots versus Celebrity Softball Tournament Tour. And this year we're proud to announce that the celebrities will be members from the world champion Super Bowl winners, Denver Broncos. This is going to be a great game. You want to get there early. Go to the Facebook page at PX3. I'm sorry, I don't have that exact page right in front of me. But there's not much around there that starts with anything, with something like PX3. So if you go to PX3, you'll be able to find it on Facebook, and it will be right there with all the information, and you'll have it. So that's April 23rd at PX3. So let me just bring up that page for you real fast, and we'll get it, or else Cindy is going to kill me. Okay, right here it is. It's PX3 Foundation, PX3 Patriots, all veteran softball team, and the event is in Colorado Springs on April 23rd. Check that out, and you'll find out more information and exactly what to do to attend. And we have people coming in from all over the country, veterans. They played. We did this in Houston a few months ago and just had a great time, and it was very well received. And these veterans and the celebrities from that area just loved it. And of course, there was a small party that went into a few hours after the game. It was just tremendous. So make sure you check that out. And if you're in Denver or Colorado Springs area, you'll definitely want to attend that event. Okay, so now we're going to get on with our guests for today. And I'm sorry for the delay, but today we're talking with a good friend of mine, Leo Garcia, who I ran into at the SHOT Show last month, and we had some pretty good conversation. Jill Pottinger, Mo, and Mario Alfonso, all representatives with Concerned Veterans of America, the Nevada chapters. And we'll find out how CV4A got its start, what it does to help defend our freedom. This is a nationwide organization, and these folks all represent the Nevada chapters. We'll also hear about upcoming events you'll want to attend, which I spoke of previously, and we'll be talking more about that. And again, remember, if you'd like to join in with comments or questions, please call us at 646-595-3504 during the next 30 minutes or so, and we'll put you on air. My producer friend and boss, although she doesn't like to be called that, Jen will put you on air with us, and we'll take your comments. So, Leo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, good. And Jill?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jill. I don't believe we've had the honor of meeting or speaking previously, but I'm so glad you called and are able to join us.
Yeah, thank you, Don. I appreciate the opportunity.
Is Mario on with us?
Mario's going to be unavailable. He lost his voice yesterday. He's under the weather.
Okay. I know what that's like.
But he is listening.
Okay, good. So, okay, tell me a little bit about how Concerned Veterans of America got started, if you can, and how long each of you have been members and involved with the organization.
Well, Concerned Veterans for America is a young organization. We've been around since 2012, and it started with six individuals, and it's grown to over thousands and thousands of volunteers and staff members. I would think there's about maybe a little over 150 staff members that cover the United States. We're still growing in some states, and we're looking forward to moving into those new states. Concerned Veterans America for America is a nonprofit, a nonpartisan 501c4 organization. We don't advocate for a particular party or candidate. We're a veterans advocacy group. We're not a VSO. So if my fellow brother and sister veteran came up to me and said, "Hey, Leo, I'm down on my luck. I need some guidance as far as finding a job. I need some direction as far as how to get my claim, or I need food." I would point them to those VSOs that specialize on those matters, rather than us trying to take care of it. We mainly take care of legislation and policy that pertain to our military families and veterans and like-minded Americans. And I got involved with this organization years ago. I was back in 2013. They were at the Red Rocks. I got involved with I'm muted. Oh, go ahead. I got involved with CVA in 2013 at Red Rock Harley. I saw the speakers, and Colonel Russell was there, Amber Smith was there, and I just heard what they had to say, and I wanted to get involved with this organization. Funny story about it was, when I was there, I immediately texted my wife, and I told her, "Hey, I'm at the Red Rock Harley-Davidson shop. I got some exciting news. Can't wait to get home to tell you about it." When I got home, she thought we were buying a Harley. And I just told her that I wanted to get involved with CVA. So I got involved with CVA, and I went to a training class to become a volunteer. They just didn't want to cut you loose and just go rogue. They want to make sure that you're spreading the word as they are across the nation. So I went to this training group, and they asked, "What is something that you see that's missing that we can do to share our mission and our brand?" And I mentioned that social media was one of the things. So I took up social media and ran with it, and our social media page was always number two next to headquarters. And with that, they asked me to come on board as a staff member, and literally less than 18 months later, I became the state director of Nevada. And that's where we're at right now. There's a little bit more going on with CVA. We have different events coming on. The Defense Freedom Tour, which is going to be out in in Nevada. In Reno, it's going to be on June 10th, and in Las Vegas, it's going to be on June 11th. We're also having what we're trying to do with the Tour of Duty is we're trying to build our brand, build our volunteer base to spread our mission and to let people know that our voice counts as veterans. We're trying to identify our veterans throughout our communities and states to make them aware that they should go out and vote. They fought in uniform, and they deserve the right to go vote. And right now there are 22 million veterans in the United States. If we all locked arms together, we can actually sway an election. We want to put individuals in office that understand the culture of our veterans and our military families. So what we're doing with the Tour of Duty is we're asking people to come out to see what we have to say. We're encouraging them to bring a friend or a family member to become a volunteer. And everything that we do at CVA is free. We'll never ask you for a dime. Now, if you gave me a donation, I wouldn't know what to do with it. So everything we do is free. We feel that the most valuable thing that you can give to us is your time. So
let me ask you a question about the Tour of Duty event.
Okay.
The flyers that I have say that Reno and Las Vegas are on the same date and the same time. Is that correct?
True. We're going to have representation up in Reno. Mario Alfonsi will be speaking at that event. He's our local director for Reno, and I will be speaking at the Las Vegas event. Jill will be out of town, so I will be taking care of everything.
Okay, let me go back to when you started here. It's funny that you talk about the VSOs because there was a question poised to me on Facebook earlier about that almost that exact question was asked. Does the Concerned Veterans for America also help with veterans navigating through the VA issues? And I think you helped clarify that. But one of the somebody did respond and say that that it's a PAC, a PAC, political activation contributor, not an advocate. And you know, is that I wouldn't have considered you folks part of a PAC.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization. We have very generous donors throughout the United States that give money to our organization. We have there's hundreds and hundreds of people that contribute to us. So to pinpoint who is giving us this money, it's really hard to say. Like if I give to many organizations. I give to churches. I give to companies, donations. So it's really hard to pinpoint where this money comes from. But if they would wish to follow up on that, I can send them an email if they want to contact me.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Why don't you give your email in case people want to send you anything?
My email is the letter L, cv4a.org.
Okay.
And they can also find me on Facebook and on Twitter. If they go to our website, they'll see my photograph, and they can always click onto my Twitter handle, and they can forward me a message.
Yeah, don't be afraid of his photograph, folks. He's really a good guy. Jill, how long have you been involved with Concerned Veterans, and what got you interested in the organization?
Hi, John. I've been with Concerned Veterans for about 2.5 years, and I started out as a volunteer. excuse me, I'm battling a same thing Mario has. But a friend of mine, a neighbor, invited me to one of their events. And I was impressed with what I saw, so then I went to another event and signed on as a volunteer. And then I was hired on as a local team leader where I would run phone banking events and tabling events. And then now I'm was hired on as a local director almost a year ago. And I liked their cause. I liked what they did as far as working at the legislative level and doing things to impact all veterans. I see there are a lot of different agencies that help veterans, thank goodness, a lot of VSOs, a lot of groups that get together that organize, collect food, clothing, like we're involved with Operation Valentine for Valentine's Day. But I liked that they were doing something all across the country at a legislative level with the VA reform. That's a big thing we work on, is working on getting the VA corrected and getting veterans the help they need and get people who are not doing their job removed from their position if they're not going to help our veterans.
Well, that's a good point. Let me ask you this first. Is that what area do you have or are you responsible for as far as Concerned Veterans goes?
You mean as far as geographic? I'm in the southern Nevada area. Mario Alfonsi is the local director in the northern, and I'm in the southern area.
Oh, okay. Very good. So what does Concerned Veterans do to bring awareness of the current situation in the Veterans Affairs office?
What we've sent out posts on Facebook and Twitter. They've done news media. They've been interviewed on the news, or they actually went to Phoenix and did a story there when there were the heavy problems were going on in the Phoenix area, and let people aware, because it's a lot of people that don't realize what's going on, or also people don't want to believe it. They'll say, well, that's not happening. And so we point out to them, yes, this is happening, and it needs to be corrected. We also reach out with our tour of duty, is a biggie, to get people involved, reach out with phone banking. We have a phone banking campaign where we call and let people know about the scandals at the VA Accountability Act that we're working on. We passed it in the House. We're working on getting it passed through the Senate. We also have a Defend Freedom tour, and you can, excuse me, I apologize for my voice. You can check out the date of the tour. We're touring all across the country, and we'll be in Las Vegas on June 11th and Reno on June 10th. And we have a great range of speakers. We have Karen Vaughn, who's a Gold Star mom. She lost her son, Aaron Vaughn, on SEAL Team 6 in the Tangi River Valley. He was a part of Extortion 17, where 30 Americans died. We also have Jason Redman, Jason Beardsley, Darren Selnick, Terry Shepard, and Cody McGregor, excuse me, our National Outreach Director, will be at our tour of duty in Las Vegas. So really be a treat for those people who are able to attend that event. He's a great guy, and he actually was instrumental in getting the tour of duty program started.
Who's your entertainment?
It is Ayla Brown. She's beautiful and has a beautiful voice. She was a runner-up in American Idol. And she's the daughter of Scott Brown, former senator of Massachusetts. And also Madison Rising. They're the number one patriotic band in America.
That's the one I wanted you to say. Dave Bray, I've had the privilege of meeting him. A great, great guy, great singer.
He is a great guy.
Tremendous band. And, they are truly America's patriotic band. He writes some great songs. I don't think he just came out with it, but I can't think of the name of it now, but about motorcycle riding. So he touched string in my heart when he sang about that. But a super guy. If you have not heard, anybody out there, if you have not heard Madison Rising doing the Star Spangled Banner or God Bless America, their version of those two songs, you are missing it. And I said this before, that, for the last 40-some years, I felt that Jimi Hendrix's version of Star Spangled Banner was the best ever. But Madison Rising's version just blew it away. The power, the force behind it, the effort that he sings the song with, it will just blow your mind. And of course, if you ever get the chance to see him in person, that's the best way to do it.
I agree. And again, you will see him in person at the Defend Freedom tours that are going across the country. And he's a Marine.
Yeah.
And yes, he puts, you can feel the pride and the allegiance in his singing. It's just, it is incredible. He's an amazing man. And his band is very good too.
Every time I get,
every time I get to see him, it's a treat. I just met up with Dave last week at the Defend Freedom Tour out in South Carolina. It was a packed house. It was a great event. But every time God Bless America comes on, I stop what I'm doing and listen to it. And the one reason I listen to it is I had a conversation with my daughters on 9/11. We were at a doctor's appointment, and I hadn't seen them all day. And their mother shows up with them, and they ran to me, and they saw what was going on. And they asked me, what is going to happen, Dad? I said, you know what? As long as I'm alive, there is no one that's ever going to harm you. So they asked, what should we do? I said, what would you like to do? She goes, can we pray? I go, yeah, we can pray. Can we sing? I'm like, sure. And they sang God Bless America in the middle of the doctor's office. And they, at the time, they were 4 and 6 years old.
Nice.
And from that point on, every time I hear God Bless America, I stop what I'm doing and listen to the words.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, that's tremendous. And, you know, all the accolades I can give to you for raising your children that way, and anybody that will bring awareness to that generation of kids being raised today. I don't see it that often. And when I do, I just love to tell people about it, the parents or whoever, because it's great when I see younger teenagers and kids at these events that, you know, Leo, that you and I go to across America. It's tremendous to see them.
You know, CBA is a family-friendly organization, and we encourage families to bring their children. A matter of fact, we go into the high schools and we do voter registration. We make the children aware, well, the students aware of why it's important to vote and why it's important to do community service. And a lot of these kids, what they'll do is they'll come out and support our events to do phone banking or door knocking, because these kids are trying to get into college and they know they need to get community service hours, and we just sign them off. And they come in. One of the best things that – one of the wonderful things that kids love to do is they love to eat. So we feed our volunteers very well. So these kids come and eat, and we're really happy that they have taken an interest in our organization.
Definitely. Well, we need to get your Defend Freedom tour to come to Austin. And bring Dave Bray and Madison Rising with you, and Karen, and I can't think of her husband's name now.
Billy.
Billy, yeah.
Billy.
Vaughn with you, and so people out here in this part of Texas can hear their story, and you and I talked about this last week, Leo, but you know, is it a matter of getting volunteers out here or in this part of Texas?
Well, it's not a matter of getting volunteers. They're looking for the demographic of where there's a lot of veterans located. One of the reasons why we're in Las Vegas and in Reno is in Las Vegas, we have over 160,000 veterans just in Clark County itself. In Nevada itself, we have over 228,000 veterans, and where they have these small pockets. And if you look at the map of Nevada, we have our towns are spread out sporadically because we're out in the desert. And so there's a large group up in northern Nevada and a large group in southern Nevada. Well, it's the same way down in Texas. Last year, I was saying, you know, you guys need to get down to San Antonio. And sooner or later, they're going to make it throughout all of Texas. They have a new they have a new state director down in Texas. Actually, Cody McGregor was the Texas state director. Now he's our national outreach director. Oh, let me make a correction. Cody is not going to be available to speak at our event on Monday. I just got an email literally 10 minutes before we got on air due to other circumstances. But I will be speaking instead. I believe we were in three cities in Texas last year. We were in, I want to say we were in Austin, but I'm not too sure. I can't remember. There was over 22 cities, and I believe I was in 17 or 18 cities. I was on the road quite a bit last year. My head was spinning by the end of summer.
Yeah. Well, hey, if
but
you can...
Yes, I will definitely let them know that to come back to Austin if they were in Austin last year.
Yeah, you can email me the contact information of a local person.
I will.
We should talk to you. I mean, San Antonio is not that far away as compared to Dallas or Houston. San Antonio is an hour, maybe so, hour and a half at the most. But, there's a huge, huge veterans network in that area, and it does come up to Austin. Even out here in Bastrop where I live, I constantly run into veterans. All I have to do is wear my Vietnam veteran hat, and I'm approached by young and old veterans alike that just want to talk and start up a conversation. So we're out here, and if I talk to the local rep, director for CVA, I'll do whatever I can to work with them to get that.
Wonderful.
So.
Yeah, we're always looking to work with other organizations, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to build up a volunteer base. We're not trying to take away from other organizations' volunteers. We're trying to build up their organization as well, so we can share our message and let people know that there are issues that our veterans deal with and our military families deal with, and like-minded Americans deal with. So if we can get all on the same page, our voices can be heard in Washington if we lock arms together and make phone calls, knock on doors, write letters, share our message on social media. You can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, on our websites. Just have to punch in cv4a.org and boom, we'll come up. And there's a way that you can sign up for if you're not in Nevada and you're in another state, you can click on the tour of duty page and become a volunteer, and someone from the local chapter will reach out to you and contact you and tell you more of how you can get more involved with our organization. So we're constantly trying to reach out. Oh, and also on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Joe, what's your email in case somebody would like to get in touch with you?
My email is jmoe@cv, and it's the number 4A, so cv4a.org.
Okay. So that's pretty easy to remember, folks. Definitely check out their website and, jump in and volunteer. I know the first time I met Leo, we were at a viewing for Lone Survivor in Nevada, in Las Vegas. And, it was put on by the local group down there and at a theater. And it was a job well done. The speakers were good. Karen Vaughn spoke at that. And, of course, Cindy was asked to attend because of being a Gold Star mother, and her son, Danny Dietz, was portrayed in the movie The Lone Survivor. So, again, it was just it's a great organization. I'm behind it 100%. And let's get some volunteers out there, and let's see if we can double the membership up over the next year or so.
Thank you.
Leo or Jill, do you have anything else you'd like to comment on before we have to go?
Like I said, if you want to reach out to us, get a hold of us via email, social media. You can message us. Share our message. Bring a family or a friend with you to join this organization. Once again, everything we do is for free, and we'll never turn anyone away.
Okay.
And I agree, and thank you so much for your time. And I definitely emphasize, go to the website, because you'll see the people that we're connected with, the speakers, and the people that lead our organization. It's a very prestigious organization, and we're all about veterans. And you can also read, we have a 100-page report on our plan to fix the VA. You can download that on our website. It's called Fixing Veterans Healthcare. You can also check out the Tour of Duty and our Defend Freedom Tours. So it's all right there. And we really appreciate you having us on this morning. It's been wonderful to share the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, thank
no
you.
Problem.
Thank you. Just remember, it's Concerned Veterans for America. So you got to remember, for America.
Right.
Thank you, Don.
Now let me clarify one other thing. You don't have to be a veteran to join the organization, correct?
No, you don't. You can be a military spouse, family friend, or just a patriotic citizen that wants to do more for our country.
Okay, that's great. We'll be in touch, Leo. Jill, thank you so much for coming on. And Leo, remember your walking shoes for next year's SHOT Show if you get out there.
Yes, I know.
Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody listening.
Thank
no
you.
No problem, Jill. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for your service.
Thank you, Jill. Take care. Well, that was Jill and Leo from Concerned Veterans for America. They are located in Nevada. Good people, you know, great organization, and they're doing a lot of good for our veterans and, you know, fighting to help correct the downfalls of the Veterans Affairs Office. That's a whole lifetime of work right there just to try and fix that organization. It wasn't screwed up in a year, and it won't be fixed in a year, any shape. I do want to remind people to go to the px3foundation.org website. Check out my dear friend TK Timothy Klund, and you'll just find out more about the PX3 product and what it's about. And I use mine especially on long motorcycle trips. It helps me breathe, gets more oxygen into my body, and I'll tell you, I was 68 years old last year when I made the trip from Austin up to Denver. Did it in one shot, 16 and a half hours. I've never been able to do that before, and I do contribute part of that to the PX3 product. It was great. So again, px3foundation.org. Go there and check it out. You'll see the schedule for the softball tournaments and find out more about the organization. Again, I want to remind everybody, because this is short notice for this month's meeting, the Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Awesome Jobs networking event, Brass House here in Austin tonight, 115 San Juan Jacinto Boulevard, from 6:30 to 9:30, and you can call 830-730-8145 and speak with Travis Green for further information about this event. Also go to the CV number 4A, CV4A .org website for the information on the Tour of Duty events and the Freedom Tour event. And it's just it's going to be great. And again, I will tell you that if you have the opportunity to download it on iTunes, Madison Rising with Dave Bray, just check them out, and you'll love them. You'll love them. Well, that about wraps it up for today's show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to remind everybody that in 2 days, that's Friday, not just any Friday, but it's going to be a good bike riding Friday if you happen to live down in this area. I don't know what it's going to be like up north, up in Colorado, but get out and ride your motorcycle. If you don't ride a motorcycle, I want to ask you, please look twice. Bikers are out there. As the weather warms up, there's going to be more and more. But this Friday is Red Shirt Friday. And red stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. Please, please, please wear a red shirt to work, to do anything on Friday, and help remember everyone that is serving our great nation and helping to defend our freedom and keep America free. Our next All About Vets radio show will be Wednesday, February 17th. And, of course, since you're listening right now, you'll know that it's on warriortalkradio.com, and it will be available for podcast right after, or it'll be archived right after the show, as soon as our producer Jan gets it taken care of. And I think that's about it for today's show. Jan, if you want to take us out with the music or whatever you have, we will see everybody on the internet, and check you out next Wednesday. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
Some